Today is Wednesday, February 2nd, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Man, I'm bummed. Because it was supposed to be freezing rain now, starting at 4 o'clock. And it was supposed to start snowing at 7. Nothing is happening. It is now 5:23 in the afternoon and nothing is happening. And I looked and they have moved it. I don't know who moved it. I don't know why they decided to move it. I don't know what they're like, why they couldn't be like, I don't know if they wanted people to be able to get home from work. You know, those people that are not working from home. But the freezing rain is not starting until, I don't know, 7 or 8 p.m. And the snow is not starting until 9. That's why I never get my hopes up about things. Because, you know, it always changes. The weather people, they tell you, oh, there's going to be a storm. And then it doesn't happen. The window of snow will get smaller and smaller and smaller. And then there'll be like no window of snow. It just won't snow at all. They'll be like, oh, sorry. Our bad. Oops. I don't know. But I finished work and I don't have orchestra rehearsal tonight because they closed the church for weather, which apparently is not happening until late, which means I guess we could have had rehearsal anyway. But they closed it and so no rehearsal. No rehearsal for me. And I don't know if we're working out or not. We probably will because Mark is very dedicated once he sets his mind on something. And so he's kind of my, you know, that's why they say you should have a workout partner when you start working out, because on those days that you don't feel like doing it, your workout partner, you know, goes and you feel like, oh, I've got to work out with them. And so I feel like, you know, we'll probably work out. I have to decide what I'm cooking. Last night we had a Kung Pao chicken that it's a frozen thing, but you get, it's basically these little fried chicken pieces and a pouch with sauce in it. And it's frozen. And you put it in on a sheet tray and you bake it for, I don't know, 20 minutes. And you put the pouch of sauce in hot water to thaw it out and warm it up. And then you pour it over and then you bake it for another couple of minutes just to heat up the sauce, basically. And I've seen other versions of this where you'll just put it in a pan. You'll put a little oil in a pan and you'll fry. You'll basically saute it and you'll add the sauce and bring it to a boil and, you know, whatever. Not a boil, but like a simmer. So we did that, and I made rice because it's actually not very much food. And so you need some rice or some noodles or something to put it over. So I made some rice and then still it's not a whole lot of food. So I had bought one of those big bags of gyoza or dumplings, and they're really easy to make because you put a little bit of oil in a pan and you put it on, I don't know, high. I think it's high. Bring the oil up to, you know, hot, and then you put these frozen gyoza in the pan, you know, they'll be sizzling, and then you put about a half a cup of water in there, up to like 2/3 of a cup of water. Bring that to a boil, put the lid on, or maybe put the lid on, bring it up to boil with the lid on, and let it steam/boil for 8 minutes. And then you take the lid off and you let all the rest of the water evaporate and the oil browns the bottom of the dumplings. Super simple. It comes with sauce. The sauce is good. So I made a few of those for each one of us. Not super high calorie either. And we watched, I'm trying to think what we watched. We watched several things. We watched Bull, and so we caught up on Bull. And we watched a little bit of YouTube, and then I feel like I'm missing something from our TV schedule. We did start this DC show called The Peacemaker, and it's pretty good. It's a continuation of, I believe, Suicide Squad, the Birds of Prey or whatever. Or no. Is that Suicide Squad? Now I'm getting confused. Anyway, maybe it is Suicide Squad. I can't remember. But there's a DC movie. I'm gonna Google it right now. I'm gonna Google it right now and just make sure that I'm correct about this. Suicide Squad 2. Yes, it's a continuation of Suicide Squad, I believe. Yeah, right. So if you've seen Suicide Squad, the second one in 2021, it's kind of a continuation of that based on Peacemaker. And we're enjoying it. I mean, it's enjoyable. I would say it's trying to be The Boys. If you've seen The Boys on Amazon Prime, which is a really good, like a dystopian kind of superhero, you know, a look at what if superheroes were selfish and not really, you know, actually human, and maybe deplorable even. And what would that look like? And so I would say Peacemaker, the whole Suicide Squad feel and Peacemaker feels like it's trying to be The Boys, and it's not as good as The Boys. Maybe just from a tone perspective. I mean, I wouldn't even say that they're necessarily bad or in Peacemaker. But I don't know. The tone, they're trying to feel very dark and dystopian and stuff like that. So we've been watching that mainly because I saw in the... I heard in a podcast or something that John Cena, who's the main character, wears... you know, tidy whities and is wearing few clothes in lots of the episodes. And he's all muscular and everything. Anyway, we caught up with that because apparently they're releasing that weekly. I don't know why all of these streaming services have now started to release stuff weekly. Used to be back in the day, they would just dump everything all at once. And Netflix still does that. I feel like Netflix mainly... For their original shows, they dump everything at once. But I know for stuff like British Bake Off, I can't talk. British Baking Show or British Bake Off, I never can remember the name of it. I think it is British Bake Off in the UK, but they had to call it British Baking Show in the US because of the Pillsbury Bake Off. I believe that was the thing. Anyway, that show, because they have some contract to release it at the same time as it gets released in the UK or like a week later or something, I think they had to agree to do that a week at a time. But I think most of their original content, they do release all at once. But all the other streaming services, Hulu and Amazon Prime and HBO Max and all of those, they seem to do this, you know, once a week sort of thing. And I love to binge a show, but sometimes you don't want to wait and you're like, I really want to see this. And so you start watching it. I didn't even realize when we started watching Peacemaker that it was currently being released, or I probably would have waited until it was done. Because again, I like to binge stuff. We binged something, this woman in the window looking on the house of, it's a Netflix and it's supposed to be a comedy / parody of a movie, and I really enjoyed it, but I didn't really get that it was a parody until after we had watched the whole thing. But anyway, they released the whole thing, and we watched it all in one day. So anyway, we watched some stuff, and then I had downloaded, I thought, you know what, let's try the Australian Bake Off, because we really enjoy Australian MasterChef. And so I thought, let's try Australian Bake Off. And I was able to find places that I could download it and put it on our Plex Media server. So I did that, and we started watching season one. It's not as good. I don't know what it is about the British version, but I found that the American version of Bake Off and now the Australian version of Bake Off are just not as good as the British version. I couldn't really put my finger on it. Well, the hosts are not as good. The judges are not as good. And it's interesting because when the British version changed networks, they replaced everyone except for Paul Hollywood. They replaced the two hosts. They were Mary Berry didn't, you know, she didn't follow the show to ITV or wherever it's at now. But it's still, even with their new hosts and new judge, it's still better than the American version or the Australian version. And I'm not really sure exactly why. I think we're gonna keep watching the Australian version because we enjoy a good cooking competition. But it's not as good. I'll tell you that. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.